Tom Casper is a master gardener, a broadcast genius, and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's also our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning. Hey there, TK. Happy Monday.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, I had a little vacation.
Yeah, I saw that. You went out camping or something, didn't
went
you?
Did a little camping. Spent a lot of time staring at my yard, which was blissful, except I found that the fence cherry in the middle has the leaves are all dried up and brown, and the ones on either side of it are green. And that got me wondering, when you see something goofy in your yard, or, you know, with a plant or a tree or something, and you're not really sure what is going on here, how do you solve the problem if you're not lucky enough to have Tom Casper in your contact list?
Well, that is a good question. There are, depending on the issues, you know, there's a variety or a host of people out there. If it's a tree-related issue, there are consulting arborists that folks can contact, and that will help, or they can, you know, do what a lot of people are doing now, is try to go online and describe the problem. Try to figure it out based on what they can see. Or they can try to get somebody like me, send me a picture, and oftentimes if I get a decent quality picture, I can at least give a variety of potential causes for something like that, you know. And in your case with the picture, it could be several different things, from rodent damage this past winter to winter damage based on how cold it got, and that being a plant that might suffer a little bit from lack of winter protection. It could be, like I said, a variety of things based on that, sorts of other kinds of damage that hopefully didn't kill it off. So you know, it's oftentimes one of, it's usually generally a simple thing, whether it's some snow damage or winter damage, or rodent damage, often dealing with that.
You know, there's never a shortage of things in my yard that are trying to kill off everything. I did discover, however, that pregnant deer like dandelions. She wandered into my yard a couple of weeks ago and was just mowing down the dandelions one after another. And I thought, well, you know, human beings have weird cravings. Maybe pregnant deer have weird cravings, too. I don't know.
I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, I definitely might be. Now, what's the deal with master gardeners anyway? I know that you have to do a whole chunk of, it's kind of like coursework, isn't it, to get that designation? You don't just call a good gardener a master gardener. It's actually a thing that you have to work and become certified to be, right?
Yeah, it's some online coursework and some class coursework, and then master gardeners have to volunteer a certain period of time each year to horticultural education. So they're helping at seminars and conferences and answering phones at public television for the Great Gardening Show. Really a host of things that are related to really putting the word out as far as how to be a better gardener or experience more things in gardening. So
if you know a master gardener, you could say, hey, I got this weird thing going on in my yard. You know, come over and take a look at this tree. It looks funny. Or how come my bush looks so weird? Or why are the leaves all brown?
Yeah, they generally don't do a lot of that. For friends, they will, and things like that. But they're really not. The expectation isn't that they go out into the public
making diagnostic house calls.
Yeah.
But the idea is that when you move into a new neighborhood, though, you find a master gardener and you buy the house next to them.
Exactly.
And hope
or
that
you find somebody that knows what. And master gardeners can help. They have a pretty strong breadth of knowledge, but depending on what folks are dealing with or the limitations of what they're dealing with, it's just really dependent on what you might be having as a problem in your garden. So.
Well, I'm going to throw a quick social media question at you before I let you go. I know that Duluth Phenology is a wonderful Facebook page where folks can share their observations of the natural world, or they can post photographs and say, what am I looking at? What flower is this? What bug is this? What whatever is this? Do you know of a social media page for local gardeners, perhaps, where you could say, hey, here's the picture. What's going on here? What's the matter?
Yeah, unfortunately, I don't. I do a lot of that myself because people are texting me pictures or sending me pictures on my Facebook page asking. So I've been doing that for folks and continue to do that and try to help them diagnose. And oftentimes, if it's in the area and it's convenient, I'll just swing by and take a look at what they're dealing with. And most of the time, it's usually three questions and a couple of observations, and we've got it narrowed down. So,
well, that'll be what you can spend the rest of your day doing,
yeah,
then, creating a new Facebook page and enlisting the help of as many excellent / master gardeners as you possibly can to help answer people's gardening questions.
There you go. Hey, got something coming up for folks that are interested in gardening and thinking about maybe getting some of those questions answered in a little different way. The Duluth Garden Flower Society is hosting our 20th annual, which is a lot, our 20th annual Secret Garden Tour, and it's coming up the third week of July, so I believe that's the 18th. Of July, and folks will have the opportunity to travel to 6 undisclosed gardens in the Duluth area and visit beautiful, unique, interesting, special gardens throughout the Duluth area. And they can ask those gardeners questions. So it's, you know, oftentimes it's just average-sized little city lots that are filled with plants or ideas, and other times it's massive, large landscaped yards with lots of things going on. So it's a great way to learn more about gardening, fellowship with local gardeners in the area, and have a great day out with friends. So tickets are available. People can go online to our website, and that is, do you have it
there? DFGS, DuluthGardenFlowerSociety.gov.
Right.
Cool.
Not gov. Is it gov?
I thought it was gov.
No.
Maybe it was
org, I believe.
All right. Well, we'll check. We'll get, I tell you what. I'll check it out. I'll get the link up on our webpage, and I will make sure that the link is correct, and we'll go from there. Thanks,
yeah,
DK.
It's a great way to travel around, learn more about what's going on, local gardeners, what they're doing, the same kinds of problems they're having, because their gardeners are quick to share both positives that have happened in their yard and challenges. So it's a good way for other gardeners to learn.
Fantastic. TK, yeah. We're out of time. Thanks a gazillion for joining us, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you. You have a good day.
Tom Casper this morning, a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society, also our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Monday mornings on Northland Morning.